Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, I've been telling you for almost 2 weeks now that we have a very special guest that's going to be with us today. In fact, he's on the line right now. For those of you who are interested in the psychic area, psychic phenomena, we've got a guest that is talented in a way that you just don't hear about very often. We've got Michael Jane with us. And Michael, I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Donna.
Well, I know you've got a particular event coming up here in the Tacoma, Washington area. We've been talking about it, and it's an evening of mediumship. But I'd like my audience to know a little bit about you, because you are a trance medium, and you work with demonstrating physical phenomena. Your journey has been an interesting one. You're a man that has done various types of work. You come from a background that I think my audience would be interested in knowing about. And we'd also like to know how you got into this area. So I know I'm throwing a whole bunch at you, but go for it, Michael.
Well, basically, my family, my grandmother in particular, was involved in metaphysics and spirituality pretty much her whole life. And being born in that family, I was pretty much raised with these modalities of spiritual belief, ascended beings, life after death, reincarnation, things of that nature. And it was a normal sitting around the table discussion that we had during my childhood.
Now, you're having these discussions, your grandmother, was she really wide open with this? I've known of so many people who have come from talented families where the families just shut down when she would talk about people, you know, spirits or various experiences that she had. How did she present it to you? I mean, if you were listening to this around the kitchen table, it almost like, you know, it's like somebody saying, please pass me the macaroni and cheese. Was it that direct?
Yes, it was. Most of the people that we associated with were involved in this kind of belief system. I thought it was just a normal, everyday belief. I didn't mm-hmm. realize that the Catholic Church and other churches did different things. I thought what I was experiencing was going on everywhere.
Now, where were you? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Lake City, Washington, next to Seattle there, and was raised by my grandparents for the first 6 years of my life. And during that time, I was introduced to this belief system.
Now, during this time, what is your earliest experience that you remember as a child?
Actually, when I was sitting in the room behind the glass at the hospital.
Oh, so you were a baby.
Yes, I was 15 years old when I described to my grandmother what I saw my grandfather wearing when he was looking at me through the glass.
Now, how did she respond to that?
Well, she wasn't actually surprised. She had a lot of understanding of certain gifts that I would be having in my life. But as far as the spiritual part of it, I remember being 3 years old in a seance.
Mm-hmm.
And felt like it was just like, you know, having a discussion with, you know, people sitting around a table or in a room for mm-hmm. the difference of it being in the dark.
Right. Now, for those in my audience that have never attended a seance, I can remember the first time I went to one, and I had seen some Hollywood movies about what this was supposed to be like. I think Edward G. Robinson did a movie that was really rather spooky, but I thought, wow, this is what's supposed to happen. And actually, it was quite a very comfortable environment. And unlike you, it wasn't in the dark, though. It was in broad daylight. And I found out the people that were doing the demonstration, in fact, it was a Reverend Floyd Humble, who was a very, very talented transmedium, very fine man. It was just wonderful what he was able to do. And so I never, ever had any, you know, apprehensions other than what I'd seen in the movies. And it was really quite an informative experience, and this man's whole life had been involved with it. So here you are at the age of 3, you're being brought into these environments. What about your grandmother? Did she share any particular experiences with you?
She did. She told me when she was 14 years old that she had a apparition or a spirit come to her and tell her a time and date that she would be getting involved in this, which did turn out to be an accurate message that she received.
Mm-hmm.
And she also would tell me about the experiences that she would have in these seances. You were asking me about the daylight and the dark. Let me put a little bit of a correlation and a difference between the two.
Sure.
When you have a seance where you sit around the table with a candle in the middle of the table and you have people holding hands and there's a medium at the head of the table, that particular seance is one that does not produce ectoplasm.
Mm-hmm.
Ectoplasm being a musty smelling substance that's produced by the physical medium through their body that allows spirit to manipulate things in the room and even materialize. In a lighted situation, that would not occur, although there would be sometimes moving of objects like the table and things of that nature, and people may feel being touched or coldness in the room. In the dark seances, ectoplasm is being created, and these entities that would come through would take that ectoplasm either through a seance trumpet where they can create a pseudopod to communicate to the sitters, or actually create a full-fledged materialization, which has been studied by the scientific community for at least 50 years,
mm-hmm.
if not more. And these vibrations and these energies are kind of hard to describe to where your audience will grasp what it's actually like to be in that setting, but it's always been a wonderful experience from everybody that I have communicated with that's had being the sitters in the room.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's quite interesting, dependent on the medium, most of the time, the medium has no awareness of what is going on, but there is a great deal of energy that is often expended, whether or not there is that physical manifestation of anything, but there's often a great deal of energy that is expended through that person, and sometimes it's quite fatiguing to them. I was thinking about a medium that was very renowned years ago. In fact, scientists studied her. There have been a number of people through the years, and like you said, for over 50 years it's been done. But I think of Edna Twigg, who was a very, very well-known person in her time frame, and it was sometimes extremely tiring for her when she would do these sittings, if you will. That's often what they were called. And in England, this is something that I think people are far more comfortable with, believe it or not, than in the United States. It's been a very interesting patterning to watch. But now that science is into quantum physics, they are recognizing that energy can be turned into matter, and they're challenged, not understanding quite how they can make this happen. But it is something that they are, like you said, they're exploring it more and more. And I find in just about every culture on the planet, I've yet to discover one that hasn't had experiences like this on one level or another. Now, Michael, I know you've got an event that's coming up this Thursday in Tacoma, and it's going to be at the Blue Mouse Theater. And there's more than one individual that's participating in this, which I think is great, and we're going to be giving more information out about this later on. But when you found that you had some talents, how did your grandmother guide you or direct you to find what it is that you really wanted to focus on, which is the transphysical phenomena?
Well, it starts pretty simply. What she would do is she would take me into the basement of the house that we were living in, and she would give me playing cards. And she wouldn't show me the cards other than the side that doesn't have the numbers and the symbols on it, and ask me what I saw on the other side of the card. And she'd also do the same thing with a card that was blank, and she would write a message on it, which is what I'm going to be demonstrating at the Blue Mouse, which is called billet readings, where you can pick up a message either from the spirit that's talking with you or through the energy of the person or the individual that wrote the message on the card.
Right.
So she would do similar things like that. She would teach, I guess you would call it psychics for dummies, you know, kind of thing. You know,
the psychics workbook for dummies. That's cool. That's good. All right.
And she would do that. And then as things would progress, I would be starting to go beyond that percentage that science looks at that someone should, get something right at some point. And then she would put me in a situation where I would sit in a dark room and just sit there doing nothing, just sitting in a chair, and see what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 7 years old, I was playing in a pile of dirt outside of my house when I was living with my mother, and a object materialized in the dirt through a little misty cloud of ectoplasm. And that is called apportation, and you're about the materializations of objects. And my grandmother never did teach how to do that. That is something that it either comes natural or you can be trained to do by someone that knows how to do that and by the student that would have enough ectoplasm to produce that kind of situation. And also on the 7th of this month, I'm going to be demonstrating a daylight apportation, which is not that easy to do because it does require ectoplasm and to open up a vortex inside the physical body of my being, where these objects would come through. That would be basically from gemstones to coins to anything that the spirit world wishes to bring through. And these are objects that are basically lost, does not belong to anybody. And these entities use these objects to bring through physically to give people a little bit more proof, I guess you could say, of existence beyond life.
You know, Michael, there's something that I wanted to bring out. And when we talked before, we had discussed this, I had explained how whenever anybody is doing psychic work, one of the things that they need to be aware of is that they have to build up a stamina and a strength within their nervous system. And healers will find that this is very true as well. This is something that for men, because of their physiological structure, it is easier for them to do certain types of what I'd call, say, demonstration, but they still can become very fatigued. I've known men that have been extremely fatigued and drained. Women, interestingly enough, can develop this stamina and this strength, but it is something that they have to work at. And your physiological vehicle is one that has to have a very strong nervous system, because if you don't, you can easily become involved in some serious trouble. It happened to a student of mine who really went into extremes. It was a woman, and she seriously damaged her nervous system. So when the reason I wanted you to share your story about what was happening when you were younger is because as a male, your physiological capacity obviously was pretty strong. When at seven, something was able, you know, to materialize in a very comfortable way. It was not a big deal. And it wasn't something huge. It was something that for you was just fine. This was a demonstration. And I think that it's important for people to know how important it is that you take care of yourself, you get your rest, that you really eat well, become aware of nutrition. All of these things really, really make a difference. I think of Arthur Ford, who was very, very well known as a trance medium. They had a number of books that were written about him, and he demonstrated with scientists and everything else. And there were times that he had some serious problems because he had some illnesses and became addicted to narcotics, prescription drugs. And then he had to wean himself off of that, and then he had another issue where he got sick later, years later, and had the same kind of problem and had to wean himself off of it. But he really had to take care of himself because he found when he did this and really did it frequently because it was his full-time job, that his body would get very, very fatigued and was very vulnerable. So this was something that people knew about a long time ago. And you found that out yourself, haven't you, that you really have to pay attention to your well-being?
Yes, I, you know, for the record, I used to smoke and drink and things of that nature. I had to quit doing the smoking, and the amount of alcohol that's consumed isn't really worth talking about, because you have to have a strength internally. The cleaner that your physical body is, the easier the spirit world can work through you.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Arthur Ford and others, I mean, you gotta have to put this in perspective. You have to realize what it is like to actually be an individual that you're basically a revolving door. You have spirits coming and going, talking to you, communicating with you, appearing in front of you. They're opening up vortexes in your body to bring objects through. Entities are materializing through you. You don't, in that modality, you don't really fit in way the order of things are in the physical world. Plus, this belief system is very highly controversial. And these situations causes the body some stress and some nervous issues. However, there are teachings that teach us how to meditate and to strengthen yourself. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And these are processes that I do before I go to bed at night. And yes, when I do these things, I'm saying that in regards to myself. However, when any of us do these things that have this ability, these energies are always going to be flowing through your body. So it's really hard to basically shut down, okay? And that is why it is very crucial that you do meditation and relaxing of your physical and emotional body. I was raised in an emotional circumstance part of my life, and that helps. You know, there's always something positive through anything you may perceive negative. And if you look hard enough, like in my case, I did take that experience and believe if I hadn't had some of the experiences that I did go through, I would not be able to function doing this work today. And I would like to add that there, in regards to your question about females doing this work, I did not really feel or see or experience that women do not have the ability to do this. There was a very famous medium by the name of Marjorie Crandon, who worked out of the Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. area, I think out of New York as well, back in the 20s and 30s, and she produced materializations and so forth. And we presently have someone that I'm working with by the name of Robin, who has apported herself. And yes, when this occurs, we do become very weak, but there is a healing process and a regeneration process that we go through. And when I mention other people doing this, one of the things that the ascended world, we call the Brotherhood, the Masters, and you can read more about them in a book called The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East, written by a gentleman by the name of Beard Spaulding. They're coming forth in this world today, the ascended beings, to bring a gathering of said mediums and psychics and clairvoyants, and that's what the Spiritual Arts Alliance is all about. It's not an organization per se. It is the alliance between the spirit world and the physical world to bring life, energies, information, knowledge, healing, and love to all of us so we may better ourselves as we move forward in our life. And there's going to be a large amount of experiences that people are going to be able to have access to, from not only from myself, but many, many others, which is what we're trying to demonstrate on the 7th, is that we can work together, bringing forth this situation of wonderful experiences and healing and knowledge to help us move forward in our life.
Well, I think, Michael, that any time a group of people that have a real understanding of ethics and right action in demonstration, when they can get together like you and this group that you have on Thursday evening for an evening of mediumship, is a wonderful opportunity to be able to see how different people work, because there are so many ways of expressing the skill. But you really are someone that is of a very unique, a very unique capacity. Because a lot of people might, just don't want to do this, because it does. It takes a lot of energy out of you, and it does require a great deal of discipline. And that's something that I've noticed in anyone who is really skilled in anything that they do. Discipline is at the first, it's right up there in the front, because you cannot be sloppy about this or haphazard about it. You really have to be aware that this is something that, to be respected, has to be demonstrated well. And yes, I think that the books that you mentioned were very, very good, because there's information there. There's also a wonderful book called The Himalayan Masters, and I don't remember the name of the author, but there was a student of a very, very talented teacher that went throughout certain parts of the Himalayas seeking people that had been able to demonstrate things physically. And it was really, it's really quite an eye-opening book, and he recorded it because it was very important. Wait a minute, I think I do remember. It was Yogananda that wrote the book.
He also has another book called The Autobiography of a Yoga.
Right. So yes. He lived it. He lived it, and then he wrote it because that was part of his job. He was supposed to do that. He was supposed to put things that he had in experiences, those experiences were meant to be passed on to people so that they could understand that we do have these capacities, and not everybody's going to want to develop them. This has become your life's work. So in many ways, you are not just the demonstrator, but you're also trying to be the educator and the teacher at the same time, which I think is terrific. Now, in doing this, Michael, someone might say, so big deal, you manifest things. What value has it brought to you in your life? Your family has had psychic ability. You came forth at a very young age with it. You had good support, which is wonderful. But what has the value been for you as an individual in having these skills?
Well, that is a very good question, and I'll approach it in this manner. I believe that the value of having these abilities is not only to help others, but also to help yourself, because obviously you can't help others unless you help yourself first. And having these experiences has opened up my mind and my heart to things that some of which are not even describable. I have seen wondrous and joyous things come from my feelings about being connected and associated with these beings. But more importantly, it's what I see happening to the lives of others that become involved and connected to these same entities. There's nothing negative whatsoever about it. It betters our life. And as Jesus had coined, he said, the best way to teach something, the best way to learn something is to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to do at Spiritual Arts Alliance, is to learn and to teach and to communicate our opinions and the things that we experience, and to go through the Master's teachings and discuss them, and to give that vibration out there to the world. And then the question on how does that affect or help the benefit your life is, when people experience that, they'll be able to see the answer to that question, because my experience and how it affects me will be different than the next person. But for me, it's been great. I don't think I would have been able to have gone through some of the things that I have gone through in my life if I hadn't had that connection. It most definitely was a life force for me.
I can totally relate to that. Now, let me ask you a question. You're married, you've got children. Have your children demonstrated abilities as well?
One child. I'm not one to force anything onto anybody, including my children. And, of course, you know, living in the same house as me, they hear things and so forth. But one night, my youngest, her name is Rosie, named after my great aunt, and she was scared, because she said she was seeing people in her room. And I realized what was going on. We didn't live too far from a cemetery, and these entities were spirits that were basically finding the light, and they're attracted to innocence. When they pass from the physical world, innocence seems to be an energy force that attracts spirits. And so since my daughter was 5 years old at the time, she obviously was an innocent being, and they attracted that energy to them. And I was explaining to her that these are spirits. These are entities that are going into light to be with God. And she understood what I was saying, and she has not been scared of it since. But her abilities seem to be getting a little bit more stronger, and is asking me to help her with that. And I'm going to be open to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have other people that are in my life that are doing this work that I think would also help her as well. Because I'm her father, and, you know, being emotionally attached to somebody, your emotions sometimes tends to interfere with some of the things that you're trying to do.
Oh, yes, especially when it comes to kids. We all have our filters. Well, I know, Michael, we're almost out of time for our chat today. I do want to mention to those of you listening that the program is an evening of mediumship for those of you who are in Western Washington. It's this Thursday, October the 7th, from 7 until 9 p.m. It's being held at the Blue Mouse Theater, and that is at 2611 North Proctor Street in Tacoma. Now, there's going to be other people, not just Michael, but he is going to be doing some of the things that he has been discussing with us today. And there's also going to be other individuals that are going to be demonstrating their skills, capacities. And if you'd like to find out more, you can call 253-503-3773. That's 253-503-3773. Or go to spiritualartsalliance.com. That's spiritualartsalliance.com. Well, Michael, I wish you the best. I've seen you work. I know that you are making a difference in a lot of people's lives, and having been in the work of mind for so many years myself, I really appreciate anyone who is dedicated, as you are, to being able to bring something in the way of understanding about the various ways that abilities can be demonstrated. Michael Shane has been my guest. Michael, I look forward to Thursday night, and I hope that you just have a very successful evening.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you again for this opportunity to speak on your show.
It's been my pleasure to have you, Michael. I know it'll be a successful evening on Thursday. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. Again, an evening of mediumship this coming Thursday, October the 7th, from 7 to 9, in Tacoma, Washington, at the Blue Mouse Theater. Check out the number 253-503-3773. And again, you can find out more about Michael by going to spiritualartsalliance.com. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I want to thank those of you who are sending me your paranormal stories. Yes, I really am enjoying them. I'm getting such fabulous submissions from so many of you, and I hope you will continue to pop those off into emails for me. Remember, my objective is to collect 100 of them. That's right, 100 stories. That's what I'm looking for, and yours could be included. I'm collecting all this stuff, and then we're going to put it together and then submit it to a publisher, and I'm looking forward to seeing what your story might be. Any personal experience, whether it has been seeing a ghost or having a clairvoyant experience, a vision, a dream that came true, whatever it might be, I'd love to hear that story. Share it with me. Send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. And you do spell out all of international. And then put in the subject line, story for Donna's book or something equivalent, so that I will know that that's what it's relating to. Sometimes I have so many emails that I have to go through. It takes me a few hours, so I'd like to be able to spot yours first, so be sure to put that in the subject line. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. Telephone number here, and all I need is your first name or initial. If you're a first-time listener, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. 9756. Diamond Carter had a lovely poem that she shared, and there's the most beautiful, beautiful photograph of autumn leaves. And, of course, if you're back on the East Coast, you're seeing that spectacular panorama of color, and it's just breathtakingly beautiful. Marigolds clothed in hues of golden orange, the scent of the orchard, the aroma of burning wood. These are the pleasures that spice up autumn. Diamond Carter. Oh, is that so true? I know here in the Pacific Northwest, on some of the farms, they have their pumpkin patch labyrinths, and they are so much fun for kids. And of course, Halloween is the featured holiday for this month, so there's a lot of activities that they start to promote, and then pumpkins are everywhere. Are you seeing them pop up all over the place in your neighborhood? Well, we've got a number of neighbors that have already started putting them out on their front porch, and they've got the stalks of corn, and it's just so much fun. It's just such a festive, festive time of year. Well, I have a little bit of trivia that I wanted to share with you. If you're like so many of us, you have been on one kind of diet or another, and maybe you lose a few pounds, and then you find that it's just not going to work having turnips and peanut butter three times a day. So instead of following the yo-yo dieting, there is some information that I came across that I think some of you might be interested in, especially when it comes to working with holiday periods, and those are just around the corner. At least it feels like that anyhow. What you can do, you can join an online weight management community. Yes, I've learned about this, and so many of you who are computer savvy might find this absolutely delightful. SparkPeople.com, S-P-A-R-K, people.com, FitDay.com, and NutraMirror.com. Now, I know that I've got a caller, and I'll get to you in just a moment. Now, what they are offering, it's if you're wanting to really stick with a food program, you record your weight, your daily meals, and exercise goals on a weight management site at least once a month. And they say when you do this, you will keep off twice as many of those pounds that you are removing or have removed as those who log in less frequently. Apparently, being mindfully attentive to things really makes a difference. So they say being a part of a community motivates you to stay on track because you're accountable to other people, and you also get helpful, positive feedback. And look at the other side, too. You may be able to help someone that has just been struggling and struggling and end up being a buddy to somebody if you've had success. So that's just a little tip I wanted to share. Let's take our first caller, show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. And if you want to call in, 888-815-9756 is the number to call. Caller, welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Donna. This is Ann in Michigan. How are you?
Hi, Ann. I'm doing magnificently. Okay, let's get down to business with you. First thing I am looking at is paying attention to detail. Don't sweat the small stuff and keep your focus right in front of you of what your objective is, what it is you really want to accomplish. You do that, and I'd say 2 to 3. It's either 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months. You're going to just be clapping your hands and patting yourself on the back saying, by golly, I did a good job. And that's the truth of it. You will actually be able to do that. So there's a great deal that is working for you, but you've got to keep the focus. Stay right on target. You're not going to miss the mark. You just have to keep your momentum and just stay true to what needs to be done. By the way, when was the last time you had an eye exam? I'm seeing you experiencing a strange blurring with your vision every once in a while. It doesn't stay very long, but it happens. And
right.
I really think you need right. an eye exam.
You know what? I'm going to make an appointment. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Have
you been experiencing anything like that?
My left eye.
Your left eye. Okay, hon, yeah, please go in. Please don't dally on
yeah.
this. Because there's something going on here.
I know. It's. I know I need to deal with that, and you telling me this right now is enough. That's, I'm going to do it.
Good. Now, Ann, what was your question for me today?
Well, it is concerning keeping the eye on the ball, for sure. Something has recently been distracting me, and I'm very unhappy because in the scheme of things, it's not a huge deal. It's important because it's regarding a friendship, which I'm feeling extremely betrayed. And that has sort of knocked me off my saddle.
Okay,
now,
explain. All right, you're going to need, if you're open to doing this, telling me why you feel like you've been betrayed and how has it gotten you off the track?
I thought it was a good friendship that I developed with an individual. Nothing romantic, just a true friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there might have been a misunderstanding. And in all honesty, I don't think I did anything wrong. But I think this person had some underlying issues, maybe from prior experiences with people, and essentially jumped the gun in terms of not clarifying a problem. And this person has become actually rather vicious towards me. Now, why is that a problem for me? There were some financial issues involved. And this person now has basically gone back on their word. They don't owe me money, but we had an understanding regarding bartering work between each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this person, through misunderstandings that have nothing to do with any of this, has decided to treat me like I'm some kind of a threat or somebody not to be trusted, somebody to basically go on the attack with, and I'm reeling from it. I'm just dumbfounded. I'm hurt.
Well, okay.
I don't understand this.
Right. Well, I know, and there are some other details I probably would want to know, but that's beside the point. We'll just take it from where it is right now. What I would say to you is this. If your question to me is, how do I resolve this, I think what you need to do is recognize that you have been given a gift by this person really showing you who they are, and that when it comes to business, when it comes to certain issues, this person is very insecure. They do not have the know-how or the knowledge that's anticipated. So the perspective that they have, or as you are perceiving it to be, I agree with you. It really doesn't have anything to do with you. What it has to do with is their lack of self-confidence and knowing that they cannot come up to the bar of expectation. So I think that what you're going to become aware of and what you need to look at, yes, when something like this comes up out of the blue, it does knock you for a loop, especially if this person has, for all intents and purposes, presented a persona of something just the opposite. But by your finding out about it at this point, it actually has saved you, it will save you, a tremendous amount of hassle, a tremendous amount of stress that you would go through that would be 10 times worse than what you're going through now. So I think it's important at some point, even though she is of this mindset, that the two of you have a meeting, whatever this bartering is regarding. Oh, my goodness, we lost the signal. So if she's listening, then just let me finish this. Whatever this it is here, have an honesty with her and just lay things out in black and white and say, I respectfully release you from this, and I'm going to go my way, and you can go your way. And just step away from this, because, again, she, in a way, she's given you a gift. Because if this went on for too much longer, then it would have even been a bigger mess. Well, I know, Anne, we lost the connection there on the phone. So we are going to be taking a break for just a moment. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number that's toll-free that you can call into. When we come back, I'll have some other things to share with you. And maybe if we have enough time, a recipe. So anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. 888-815-9756.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, by the way, and we got our caller back, by the way. She called back in because the phone line just for some reason went dead. But that just seems to be what happens anymore in life with phone lines. Okay, I want to let you know that tomorrow we are going to be talking about Wilma. Now, who's Wilma? Well, Wilma is a wolverine, an Alaskan wolverine. I learned more about wolverines from Tam Agosti Geisler's book than I ever could have imagined. This is charming. It's delightful, so I hope you can tune in tomorrow. Also, we're going to be talking about The Courage to Be Free by Guy Finley. Tim Weichman is going to be standing in for Guy, talking about this. Guy's been on my show before, but the guy is on, Mr. Guy, is on the road traveling. So we're going to be talking to his associate. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about the wireless radiation rescue. So a great lineup of guests. And we will be looking forward to sharing all of the good things these people have to say with you. So be sure to tune in. Let's go back to Anne. And Anne, I know that the telephone line just evaporated away, and I had finished out what I was saying with you, and I heard the phone just go click, so I knew the line had died.
Yeah, thank you, Donna. I just
Oh, no, 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 no. I got news for you. If you're on a cell phone, were you on a cell phone?
Yeah, but this one, this has never happened before.
Well, it's your first experience with being dropped on a cell phone. Oh, you're more than welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and the telephone number, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, is 888-815-9756. I wanted to share a story with you because of the interview with Michael that we did earlier in the hour, and him sharing with you his various experiences. At one point in the conversation, I made a comment about how important it was to take care of yourself physically. And I wanted to tell you about a real experience that a former student of mine had. Now, this is a woman who was one of the most well-read and educated people regarding psychic development that I had ever known. This was a few years ago, and this woman I had a great respect for, and I was really pleased that she was even interested in coming to the classes that I was presenting at the time. Well, we sort of lost touch, and it was about a year and a half after the last time I'd seen her, when I get a call from her out of the blue, and I find that she is sort of hyper on the phone, and she's telling me what has happened to her, and that she had just been released from Western State Hospital, which is a mental institution here in the Pacific Northwest. Now, this really surprised me, because this woman was not one that was mentally ill. However, what she had done, and she had thrown caution to the wind. She really was anxious and wanted to develop her psychic abilities quite strongly. She'd come across a book on yogic breathing, and she was one of these people that was extremely disciplined. Well, this was a 30-day program that you went through, which you were not supposed to go through by yourself, but you were supposed to be with someone who could help supervise you. And she followed the exercises, and on the 15th day of this 30-day program, she was supposed to experience a transformational happening. Well, during this time, she didn't eat. She was fasting, an extreme fast. She was not sleeping. And on the 15th day, she had a transformational experience. She really had a major nervous breakdown. She flipped out mentally. And her husband, she even was chasing him with a butcher knife. I mean, her behavior was just, she just went into an out-of-mind zone that was not pretty. Well, she was taken to the mental institution, and there was a physician that was working with her, calmed her down, got her on some medicine, got her calmed down, made her stay quiet for a while. And finally, she was back into a somewhat normal situation. And he called her into his office this one day, and he wanted to know all the details about what she had done. And so she told him. And he said, "Do you remember doing these other things?" And she said, "No, I don't." And he said, "I'm going to send you home, and you are not to do any more of these exercises. You are to stay quiet, you are to eat, and you're to rest. And you're just to not be in this kind of an environment again." And she called me, and she said, "Should I get another doctor?" And again, she was sort of hyper when she was talking with me. And I said, "You're very fortunate because you have a physician that obviously understands what you did." And I said, "You broke your nervous system. You literally shattered it because of the breathing exercises. And without having someone that is knowledgeable that could supervise you and could keep you balanced, and you're starving yourself," I said, "you threw your whole nervous system into extreme trauma." Well, I found out later that she was trying to go back into doing the same thing, but she never really did come into that harmony that I knew that she had before she had gone through this traumatic experience. And that is why when I was talking with Michael, I was trying to emphasize, understand, developing psychic ability is wonderful, and having it as a tool is great. But you need to remember that you're utilizing yourself physiologically, and you don't want to abuse yourself. So common sense really goes a long way. Don't go overboard. And if you are wanting to expand your talents and capabilities in a very intense way, you should work with people who are going to have an understanding and can be there with you so that you don't do the extreme, like this former student of mine. Well, I know we're out of time, and I'm so delighted you were able to spend this time with me. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.